We will come, house by house, room by room. We will have no mercy and no pity. That was Colonel Gaddafi's threat to rebels in Benghazi last night, the city at the heart of the Libyan revolution. The rest of the world has now agreed that Gaddafi needs to be stopped, if not by diplomacy, then by force. Foreign Secretary William Hague announced the details.
An immediate ceasefire, an end to violence, for measures to make it more difficult to bring foreign mercenaries into Libya, for a tightening of sanctions on the Gaddafi regime. It also calls and authorises a no-fly zone.
The United Nations Security Council has also agreed to take what it calls all necessary measures to protect Libyan civilians. That's code for military action. The resolution was backed by 10 countries. China, Russia, Germany, India and Brazil abstained. Mr. Hague says Britain is ready to shoulder its responsibilities.
It is necessary to take these measures to avoid greater bloodshed, to try to stop what is happening in terms of the attacks on civilians, on the people of Libya.
The decision was met with celebrations on the streets of Libya. Fireworks and gunfire decorated the skies over Benghazi and the town of Tobruk. Mohammed Abdul Malik is from the UK-based human rights group Libya Watch.
I was overjoyed to hear the United Nations resolution. I'm very pleased for the Libyan people, but I'm also pleased as a British citizen. I'm pleased that Britain spearheaded with France this resolution, which is the right moral thing to do.
David Cameron is chairing an emergency cabinet meeting this morning. He'll then update MPs in a statement to the House of Commons.